With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
This is part two of a program that explores the subject of spelling.
Oh, dear.
Spelling in theater. How do you spell theater? Do you spell it with an E and an R at the end, or with an R and an E?
You're asking. People do.
I'm asking Dr. Chase.
People do spell it both ways.
Give a little background last week what we were doing and bring us up to speed.
Well, the issue had come up on how it is spelled. The prevailing American spelling is T-H-E-A-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if you look at most of the theaters in Buffalo, you'll see R-E. And so the question is, what is this inconsistency and how did that happen? And so this week I wrote an article for Art Voice about the spelling of theater.
That was a long article.
And it went all over the planet. The response was ballistic. It was rather amazing. Repostings everywhere. I heard from New Zealand. I heard from coast to coast. It got posted from a women's playwright conference in Los Angeles, historical societies. It was amazing how interested people are in why every American spelling is E-R since Noah Webster, since 1828, flipped to E-R, except this one word about which there is
a lot of class warfare. It's about class.
It was always about class, which I think that most people kind of suspect when they look at the spelling, that the R-E looks posher.
Hoity-toity.
Yeah, and so when people gravitate toward that, it is an issue of class, and one that came both from the upper class and from the lower class trying to be posh. So it comes in both directions to promote theaters, but it's also inched its way into theater programs, not Harvard, Yale, or Vassar, which spelled it E-R, but I do know that the Yale rep spells it R-E, so it's everywhere.
What was the strangest reaction you got to it?
I got accused of being responsible for the dumbing down of America, which had begun with Noah Webster. That was the oddest. Particularly since the article was arguably academic, but there you are. People are in love with whatever way they spell the word.
You've got to be careful how you spell your words. We can tell a lot about you just by how you spell.
Well, you can't really. It is a question of preference, but the prevailing American spelling, and the one that I use, is E-R.
Let's spell Queen, as in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, the touring production of the Broadway musical presented by Shays, and it starts Tuesday.
It starts Tuesday, and the tour just started last month in Minneapolis, and it will come into Shays for a full week. This is the heartwarming homespun story of two drag queens and a transgender woman making their way through the Australian desert to play a gig at a resort.
We can't get rid of those Australians. They come here and take all of the television jobs, the Hollywood jobs.
Well, their speech is so posh. But it's a wonderfully fun musical, and the score is all dance floor music, including, of course, the I Will Survive, a lot of disco hits in the show, and outrageous costumes, some 500 costumes. And a local boy, Travis Tabor, who graduated from the musical theater program at UB with his BFA, is in the show.
That's reason enough to go out and see it.
Go and see the show, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and that starts on Tuesday.
Talking about spelling and pronunciation, because the two seem to go together, dancing at Lunasa is not something I'm fond of trying to spell. I know how to do it now because of the play.
Yes, that's L-U-G-N-A-S-A, Lunasa. And it is Brian Friel's play, a flashback, a grown man reminiscing about one summer in the 1930s when his three aunts seemed to have the promise of love on the horizon. Very sweet memory play.
It just dawned on me. It reminds me of The Dead.
Well, no one can lay on the sentiment like the Irish, and this is, of course, down at the Irish Classical Theatre.
It's directed by Derek Campbell.
Derek Campbell directing, and a fine cast, Chris Kelly, Wendy Hall, Beth Donahue, Kitty White, and so on.
I'm looking forward to seeing Tim Newell, who is going to be playing Mr. Benny.
You saw it last time, of course, yes?
Oh, that's what made me love it and think there must be some Benny genes.
It's a brilliant performance. His impersonation of Jack Benny is uncanny.
Rochester.
And the script by local playwright Mark Humphrey.
It's brilliant.
Very engaging, yes. And that's up at the Jewish Repertory Theater.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.